Welcome to the Orange Podcast, number 3. I need a song, dude. I need an intro song. Somebody out there that is way more creative than me needs to make me some sort of intro song. Maybe I'll do it. I don't know. Maybe that'll be my next vlog. I'm vlogging this, by the way, as per usual. So if you're watching the vlog or you're listening to the podcast or watching the podcast, go look at the other thing. So people in the vlog, go listen to the podcast on, where is it? Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, podcast thingy, all that stuff. And if you're listening to the podcast and you're watching the podcast, go watch the vlog of me making this podcast and other stuff that's going on. feels good to be back. I say that every time, but it is good to be back. I have a little bit of a new background here. So that's cool. I got this plant that's in the back of my my shot here that I got for my birthday. It's fake, super fake, not alive, but it came that way, so I'm okay with that. And I have a little bit of an orange background now. I tried to make my lights orange, but I don't know if it's working very well. I don't know. Trying different things out. I have a cool set idea for, like, if this podcast ever, like, gets more than, like, 17... you know, listens in a month or whatever. I want to do like a nice proper set, and I already have it all planned out. It's going to be real cool. But that's a long time away. Anyways, so I just want to tell some stories today. You know, we're just going to have a little fireside chat, a little story time. I got some coffee here. And yeah, I want to tell a story about something that happened to me a couple days ago. I was getting my oil changed, actually, and so I go to Jiffy Lube, which is a big chain of garages, national chain, I think, probably, but I go there every time because it's easy and I've heard of it and I feel like I'm not going to get scammed. And every time I go there, the people are actually very professional and stuff and very nice to me and everything. So that's pretty cool. That is until this past time. And let me preface this by saying I'll still be going there. And for my purposes, I can say that it's a good place still. But this past time that I went there was quite interesting. So I go there, I drop my car off, and they do what they got to do, and I just tell them that I want to get my oil changed, but they do like a basic checkup, even if it's just an oil change, which is pretty cool. Also probably pretty standard, but still. So they do the whole oil change, they do the whole you know, check in if everything's all in order and everything. And then I go up to pay. They call my name. I go up to pay. And the dude, he's probably, you know, mid-40s or so. Definitely looks like a mechanic. He's got like a nice beer gut on him. Big beard. You know, older gentleman. Very nice guy. I've had him a couple of times that I've gone there. And he was the one that took care of my car and everything. So he's there, and, you know, he's like, he's ringing me up, and, you know, he's punching in the things. He's like, all right, you know, he has like a really raspy voice. He's like, all right, but he's like super nice. You wouldn't, like, I don't know, when I think of like a mechanic, I think of like a hardened, grizzled man of a man or something. I don't know, but this dude was like, he was like really nice sounding, but he was like, all right, you know, change your oil. This is the oil that we put in, and then we check the filter, and then mid-sentence, mid-checking me out, mid-sentence, no hesitation whatsoever from him, none. Didn't even break stride. He goes like this, all right, we put this kind of oil in, and we check this filter, and then we gotta get, and then this, we check the tire, tires look good. This dude face to face with me, this grown-ass man who was face to face with me, not 3 feet away from me, small counter separating us, face to face, is checking me out. All right, this is what we did. We put this type of oil in, and then we rotated the tire. And then we also, we checked this filter and everything. The fluids look good. Just shat himself. He shat himself. Now, I didn't even know how to react. I was speechless. The absolute audacity of this man to let out such a violent fart mid-sentence and not even address it. I didn't know whether to be offended or be impressed. He was so unfazed by it. It was remarkable. Literally mid-sentence, huge fart. Never broke stride. Kept going. Didn't address it whatsoever. I don't know what he would even say, but like, dude, my mouth was open, man. What the fuck? Dude, it was wild. Dude, I have been thinking about that fart for days. Maybe weeks. It might have been, I'm trying to think when I got my, it might have been like 2 weeks ago. I've been thinking about this fart every day for 2 weeks. Every time I do, I fucking crack up, dude. I can't not think that that's hilarious. I don't know what it is, dude. This guy ripped so much ass mid-conversation and didn't give a fuck, dude. Like, he owned it. Like, he was like, this is my garage and I'll fart when I want to, and doesn't even care, dude. And it took everything in my being in the moment to not break out in laughter and just laugh in this guy's face, but I felt like I couldn't do that. So I just paid, and then I went in my car and I just sat in my car for like 5-10 minutes and just was like, oh my God, he's my hero. He's my hero. I want that guy's confidence. I want that guy's resilience, dude. Oh man, dude, here's the thing about me. I'm gonna peel back the curtain a little bit for you guys. I just turned 27, like a week ago, and a little bit more than a week ago. And, if there's a couple things that I learned in my life, it's that you can't avoid death, you can't avoid age, you can't avoid taxes, and you definitely cannot avoid me thinking that farts are funny. My whole life, I am 27 years old, I will always think that farts are funny, and I don't know why. Am I proud of that? Not necessarily. Am I ashamed of it? No, also not necessarily, but is it my best quality? Probably not. But is it a quality of mine? Yes. Can I get rid of that quality? No. No, I can't. I can't get rid of that quality. I will always think that farts are funny, no matter what, and I cannot help it. This dude farted so loud in such a small area. The little waiting room was so small and so quiet. Mid-sentence, lets it rip. Doesn't even care. No fucking qualms in the world. Dude, that is so funny to me, and I cannot express enough how much I think about that fart. And it's haunting. It's a haunting fart. That was a haunting fart. And I'm going to tell you another story about some haunting farts. The year was... I don't know what year it was, but just to give some backstory here, about how much I enjoy the comic relief of farts. Back when I was in high school, I don't know what year it was, but I'll say I was like a senior, maybe a junior or something. I don't know. But so I was in like history class or something, and we had like a pretty strict teacher. She was pretty strict, but what we would do was me and my buddies would sit in the back of the class, and I was not a great student, don't get me wrong, but I was not bad. I was not a bad kid. Like, there were kids that were bad. Like, we had people like lighting smoke bombs in the school, and like, I don't know, pulling the fire alarm, like all that stuff, fighting, like whatever. Like, I was a little bit goofy. I was a little bit of the class clown, but not that much. Like, I wasn't disruptive usually. I was usually pretty quiet, but I still sat in the back of class with a couple of other goofball friends of mine, and we would be sitting there, and and it went, so the one's name was Zach and the other one was Larry, we'll say, and they each sat on either side of me, and I was in the middle, right? So we would be in the middle of class, and the one would like lean over to the other and be like, hey, hey, in the middle of class, you know, ladies teaching, hey, psst, not to me, to the other one. Like, Larry would be like, hey, Zach. Zach would be like, what? What's up, dude? We're in the middle of class. What's up, man? Larry would be like, dude, listen to this. Just fart as loud as he could in the middle of class when, like, nobody else is talking except for the teacher. Everyone would hear it. But he would do it, and then, but like, no one knew that it was him except for me and the other dude, like us three buddies. And he would do that pretty consistently. And then the other dude who got farted at would be like, oh yeah, hey, Larry. He would send shots back. He would send shots back at him, dude. They had fucking fart ping pong. They would have fart tennis matches in the middle of class. And I was the net, dude. I was the net catching all the fucking shrapnel from both ends, dude. And I was just sitting there dying of laughter because farts are funny. And I can't help it, dude. I can't help it. I was like 18 years old at the time, or whatever I was when I was in high school. Two grown-ass men on either side of me farting at each other, and I'm stuck in the middle of it, bawling my eyes out laughing, crying tears of laughter in the middle of class, to the point where the teacher finally catches on, and she's like, look at these three assholes in the back of class goofing off and stuff. And they're like, you three, get in the hallway. You guys are disrupting class. Which, again, I wasn't even participating. I was a civilian in the line of fire, dude. I was innocent, dude. I was not doing anything. But hearing this, I was in the line of fire, and I just couldn't help not laughing. I could not stop laughing. Actually, no, she didn't send us in the hallway at first. She was like, all right, if you three don't stop talking, because she thought we were just, like, talking, goofing on and stuff, which we kind of were, but, like, she was like, if you guys don't stop talking, I'm sending you in the hallway. And I was like, dude, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing anything. I'm not talking. I'm paying attention. I can tell, like, I actually was paying attention to as best I could. And I was like, listen, I hear all the stuff you're saying about George Washington or whatever I was learning. I get it. I'm paying attention. I don't know what to tell you, dude. And she was like, all right, well, if you talk again, you're going in the hallway. Sure enough, 2 minutes later, fucking goddamn, it was like drum line. It was like the two drum lines competing against each other, only just trombones, dude. They're just sending it back and forth, dude, volleying. And dude, I could not stop crying. I was crying, dude. I tried everything to not laugh because I knew I was going to get in trouble. I could not stop laughing. I couldn't. So, sure enough, got sent in the hallway. She's like, you know, and then we go out in the hallway and she starts ripping us a new one. I don't even remember what she was saying, but, you know, probably just like, you guys are idiots, stop talking. I'm going to, you know, get you suspended or whatever, whatever. And then she sends us back into class and she has to seat us on complete opposite ends of the room, like the four corners of the room. Like one of us sat up front on the left, one of us sat up front on the right, and one of us sat all the way in the back. And even then, dude, even then they were sending it. I was like, dude, and by then we had disrupted class so long and so much between like everyone laughing, because like everyone started laughing towards the end because the farts started getting so loud. And you know, taking us back into the hallway and scolding us, and then like coming back, and like by the end we were all separated and it was still happening, but I think class ended or something, so we actually didn't end up getting in any more trouble. But dude, I don't know if I've ever laughed that hard. I was crying for like 20 minutes straight. Like, dude. Dude, I don't know what it is about farts, man, but dude, they get me, dude. They get me, and I don't know why. I can't help it. Luckily, I didn't get in trouble that day, though. That would have sucked. Dude, if I got, like, suspended from a school for getting farted on, like, multiple times, for just, like, sitting there and getting farted on, like, 20 times... and then I get suspended for it, I would have been so pissed, dude. I would have been so pissed. I'm just sitting there getting farted on, and then I get suspended. That would have sucked. I actually never got suspended in high school, I don't think. No, I definitely didn't. There was one time when, dude, I was a good student. I was a really good student. The only thing that I would do... No, I wasn't a great student. I was an okay student though. I didn't really mess around too much. There was one teacher that really didn't like me, and I'm not sure why. She was the home economics or something teacher, and she would teach you like, oh, this is how you bake cookies, and like this is how you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or like I don't even know, dude. Actually, I think it was just a cooking class or something. Cooking is a loose, very loose term. I don't think we actually cooked anything. I don't even know if it was cooking. Either way, I know she was the home economics teacher. She also taught, like, sewing and all that stuff. Yeah, dude, I don't know. She just did not like me. Now, in hindsight, I understand why to a degree. To a degree, I understand why she didn't like me, but this was the only teacher that didn't like me that I can remember. And she didn't like me because I would kind of goof around in her class. And, you know, we would sit at like dinner table type of thing, like round dinner tables, like, you know, four or five people at one table. But like there was a bunch of these tables in the class. And, you know, I was with a couple of buddies or a couple friends and like whatever, and we would have a happy time and just kind of like goof around and stuff. And I don't think I was very disruptive, but like, we're learning to bake cookies, dude. Like we're learning to bake cookies, and she would go so hard, and it would like dedicate the whole entire class to like learning how to, this is how you bake a chocolate chip cookie. And like, dude, like me and my friends would have fun. We would have fun in class, and she would be so pissed. And I'm like, hey, lady, You're teaching us how to bake cookies? Relax, okay? If we want to goof around a little bit and guess what? Laugh? If we want to laugh, we're baking cookies. Relax, okay? Dude, she really wanted everyone to be super serious at all times. You could not goof around whatsoever. This was all serious. You had to bake your cookies and you had to do it this way in this amount of time. And then you had to clean up and then you had to do this and you couldn't talk and you had to like, dude, it was wild. Maybe it was because I went to like Catholic school or something. I don't know. She was wild though. Oh wait, no, never mind. Almost poked her eye out now that I remember. That's probably why she hated me. Okay. I don't know if I've ever told this story before, but I forgot about it until just now. But I guess she does have a reason to hate me. Although not really. Listen, here's what happened. So we're sitting in this class, and like I said, we have all these big tables and stuff. So there's like four or five of us at this table, at this like little dining room table type of thing. And it's like a circle. And we're all sitting around having a good time, chatting it up a little bit. And this dude across the table from me, he is sitting directly across the table from me, breaks his pencil or something. I forget what happened. Or maybe it was a pen. I don't know. I think it was a pencil. He like breaks a pencil or something. And he's like, I don't want this pencil. I'm going to throw it out. Now, thing about how the classroom was laid out is that the trash can was located directly behind me. So he was directly in front of me, trash can directly behind me. The dude's like, oh, I gotta throw out this pencil. Winds up like he's shooting a basketball shot into the wastebasket or trash can or whatever it is. Now, let me ask you this. Honestly, do you honestly think I'm going to let this guy shoot anything over top of me and not act like it's a basketball and I'm Dikembe Mutombo? Honestly, do you honestly think that he could have thrown a fucking bowling ball over my head? I'm going to swat at it and try to hit it out of the air. Because that's what you do. If you wind up like you're shooting a basketball around me, I'm going to lock you up. I'm slapping the floor. I'm locking you down. You're not fucking getting it over top of my head. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, all this is instinctual, by the way. I got that killer instinct in my head defensively. You know, that's why I'm such a good defender. I just have that killer instinct in my head. I didn't think about any of this. It's just second nature, you know what I'm saying? Got that killer mindset. So he winds up to shoot it over top of my head, and I'm like, no. For those of you that aren't watching and just listening, I'm going in slow motion. No. And I slap it out of the air. Dude, such a good block. It was such a good block. It was like a no-look block. Whoosh, slap it out of the air. So I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. Get that shit out of here. No. No. You know what I'm saying? I feel good. I'm feeling good about it. You know, I just locked him up, held it down. Slapped the shit out of it, apparently. Didn't know that. To the degree... First of all, the whole time this is happening, the lady's teaching the class. I'm still in class, by the way. The lady's, like, teaching a class. I don't know what she's talking about, but she's like, okay, so, like, when you're baking chocolate chip cookies, be sure to use chocolate chips and not raisins, because then it would be a raisin chip cookie or something. I don't fucking know. But she's talking about something, and whoosh, block the shit out of him, And then next thing I know, she's not talking anymore. And I kind of like, I refocus on her and she's like, who threw that? Who threw that? And I was like, oh. And I owned up right away because I didn't know. I didn't really know what happened. I was like, oh, that's my bad. I'm sorry. I was like playing with it and then it kind of like flung or something. I lied. Obviously, I smacked the shit out of it. But like, I didn't care. Like, I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I apologize. I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Because I really didn't mean to, like, smack it. Like, it went kind of far. Like, smacked it across the room. I got a hold of it. I don't know what to tell you. Got a hold of it. Your boy just got it like that. So, it went across the room a little bit, quite a ways. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was very apologetic. I'm sorry. I really didn't mean it. And I go and I pick it up and I put it in the trash can and I sit down. I'm like, all right, I'm sorry. So she's like, no. I can't believe you would do that. I can't believe you would throw that like that. And I'm like, what do you mean, dude? Like, what's the big deal? So she's like, go to the principal's office right now. And I was like, dude. What? Why? Like, people throw pencils all the time. I'm not saying it's a good thing to do, but, like, I really didn't try to throw it that far. Like, I didn't try it. She's like, no, go to the principal's office right now. So I got sent to the principal's office. And I... Dude, I never got sent to the principal's office. Not once that I can remember until this point. I don't know. Maybe I did. No. I don't think I did, but I walk in there and I don't even think the principal knew who I was. Like I knew, like everyone knows the principal, but like if you're not in there like a few times, the principal doesn't probably know all like 1,000 students or however many people are in the school or whatever. Right. So I walk in there and I knock on his door and then I freaking go down and I go in his room and he's like, can I help you? And I'm like, I was told to come here. I was told to come here. He's like, why? Like, what? Dude, I'm just remembering this. I was told to come here. He's like, why? Like, are you, like, dropping off something for me? Like, do you have, like, I don't know, like... do you have mail for me or something? Like, I don't know. He's like, I'm like, no, I got in trouble. He's like, oh, okay. What'd you get in trouble for? I was like, I threw a pencil. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, he was just as like dumbfounded as I was. He was like, why the fuck are you here? And I was like, I don't know. I threw a pencil. He's like, okay. But why are you here? Like, I'm the, like, principal. Just, the teacher should just be like, don't throw pencils, you idiot. And I was like, that's what I'm saying. She's the idiot, right? And he's like, I don't know. Let's go see. So we walked back down to the classroom where the lady was. And she comes out and she starts crying to the principal. She starts crying and being like, oh, he was throwing a pencil. And, okay. Let me, you know what, rewind just a second. Turns out, and I didn't know this until she said something when the principal was there. Apparently, the pencil hit her in the face. Now, I did not intentionally throw the pencil to begin with. I actually didn't throw the pencil at all. I smacked it. I didn't intentionally smack it in her general direction at all to begin with, let alone, obviously, I would never intentionally hit anyone in the face with a pencil. That would be weird. But apparently it just missed her eye by a very small amount and it poked her right below the eye with the point. The point poked her right below the eye. Now, I didn't know any of this. As soon as this happened, I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, Miss Lady. I forget her name, but I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I really did not try it. I was just like kind of playing, fiddling with it and it flew out of my hands and I would never try that. You know what I mean? Obviously, I would never try that. but she is like bawling, not bawling, but she's like on the verge of tears, and she's like, oh, he threw it at me, and like almost like hugging the principal as if I was like, she was like up, like she was like hugging the principal and like, oh, thank God you're here. He was like throwing a pencil and it hit me right in the eye, and I was just like, and I'm like, yo, lady, you were just screaming your head off at me before the principal got here. Now the principal gets here and now she's like playing the victim, which, yeah, she's the victim. But before she was like this hard ass, like she was like this freaking like hard ass trying to scold me to goddamn into goddamn oblivion, like screaming at me to go to the principal's office. Now the principal's here and she's like, oh, all fucking timid and stuff. And I'm like, dude, I said I'm sorry 1,000 times. If you're going to punish me, just punish me. Either way, the principal's like, okay, the principal is just basically like, all right, this is fucking dumb. Don't throw pencils. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I was like, all right. Dude, what the fuck is wrong with me? I was like, all right. And I go back into class, and then she goes, and then as soon as the principal leaves, she goes from, oh, bye, Mr. Principal, walks back inside, and she's like, if you ever do that again, and then goes back to scolding me. I'm like, dude, you fucking, fuck you, dude, fucking two-faced ass motherfucker. And so that's why she doesn't like me. So now that I realize it, but you know what? But she didn't like me before that just because I would have fun in her class. That was the icing on the cake. And then after that, that was like kind of towards the end of the year. And she like really hated me for the rest of the year. But before that, she even hated me. Well, maybe not hated, but she definitely disliked me. But after that, she definitely hated me. Which I get, but I really didn't try it. I don't know. I mean, what do you want me to do? Not swat a sharp pencil out of the air that got shot over my head? Come on, dude. Come on. Do you really expect me to not play defense? It's in my fucking blood, dude. I can't not play defense. So, yeah, I don't know. I never really got in trouble in school. There was this one time, dude, here's the thing. I was bad at being bad. Like, I remember, so I was definitely goofy in school. I was like kind of a bit of a class clown, but not really like acting out to the point where I would get in trouble. Like I didn't do like super crazy stuff. And I wasn't like mischievous. Like I said, like there are people straight up fist fighting all the time, obviously. Like people, like, dude, someone brought like a dead possum or something into school and put it in people's lockers. People would pee in each other's lockers and on their gym clothes or whatever. People would, like, I don't know, dude, set off smoke bombs and pull the fire alarms. Like, I would never do anything like that. Like, that's just straight up like mischievous stuff. I was more like cracking jokes in class, but then like when I got caught, I would like chill out kind of thing, you know. I wouldn't like straight up just like completely be a dick about it. But there was one time I remember I was trying to like be a little bit mischievous. I was trying to skip school in a way, like I was trying to skip the end of school or something. What happened? Oh, so I think I had like a free period, like a study hall where like in the last, I think the last, my senior year, the last class that I had of the day was like a free period where I would have to go to this big ass room and like, everybody that was there, just, it was like you would do homework or you would like sleep or you would do whatever because it was a free period. And it was like people from all different classes and like whatever. Actually, I think senior year I got out a period earlier than all the other classes just for being a senior or something. I don't know, I forget. Either way, my last class of the day was this free period where you would just go and sit there and do nothing. You could do homework. You could, like, you couldn't talk. It was like a library almost. You couldn't talk. You could do just about anything. You could sleep, you could fucking doodle, you could whatever, but you couldn't talk and you couldn't leave. You had to be there, which I was like, that's fucking bullshit. Why do I have to stay here for like another hour or whatever it was? Why do I have to stay here when I'm going home after this anyway? This is fucking bullshit. I'll just do my homework at home or whatever, right? But I never had the balls to skip it, right? So the one day comes and I do this whole class the whole year and I never do anything. Like, I never skip it. I never whatever. And the finally, like, one of the last couple days of school comes or something. And I'm like, you know what, dude? It's, you know, there's like 2-3 weeks left in senior year, dude, or whatever. I'm like, dude, fuck it, man. I'm out of here. So I'm like, hey, teacher lady, can I go to the bathroom or something? And she's like, yeah, sure. So I go to the bathroom, but in reality, I'm just gonna leave. I'm literally just gonna walk out of school. So I ask permission to go to the bathroom. She's like, yeah. So I so I get permission from her to leave to go to the restroom. But and I forget how I did it. I like you had to like sign your name or something to go to the bathroom so that they knew when everyone came back and when they left and how long you were gone. I like didn't do that or something so that I was untraceable or something. I was off the grid, man. I don't even remember. But like I did something where I wouldn't get caught. You know what I mean? So I'm like, dude, I'm out of here. I'm fucking out of here, dude. So I go to the bathroom right at the beginning of class and I just walk out. I just walk out and I start going to my car and I start getting like four or five text messages from all these different people. And as soon as I get outside and by the way, once you get outside of the school building, it locks automatically, like all the doors on the whole school lock automatically so that people can't just like come in and out. Obviously, like, once school starts, at least, like, once school starts, you can't get in from the outside unless you, like, buzz into the main office or something like that. I forget how you would get in. But so I leave and I get all these text messages and it's all these people like, yo, dude, where are you at? Where are you at? They're calling your name over the loudspeaker, like, for the whole school. They're announcing your name throughout the whole school. And I'm like, ah, fuck, they got me. You know what I mean? I'm like, shit, I'm fucking toast. So I like run back in and all the fucking doors are locked. I'm like, fucking shit. Like, how the hell am I going to get back in? I had to text one of my friends or something. And they like ran down and like opened one of the side doors. And I go back in. And I go back all the way up back into this free period class. And this is like 10 minutes later. And I'm like, all right, I'm like out of breath. Yeah. Hey, I'm back from I just went to the bathroom. Dude, everyone definitely thought I was pooping for sure. But either way, I'm like, hey, I'm back from the bathroom. I, you know, heard my name being called. I was just, whew, I was in the bathroom, whatever. And she's like, oh, yeah, like, dude, what was it? She was like, oh, yeah, I forget what it was. She was like, your senior pictures came in or something. Something like that. Your senior pictures came in. They're in the front office. And I'm like, son of a fucking bitch, dude. Like, of all the days... I never had my name called over the loudspeaker ever in my high school, grade school career, anything like, why would I, you know what I mean? Like ever. And then the one day where I'm like, dude, I'm out of here. And not only that, but as soon as I step foot out of the building, that's when they fucking call my name. Dude, I don't know if that's like karma or what, but like, dude, I don't know. I guess that's just my luck. I don't know, man. That was hilarious though. Like literally as soon as I got out of the building for the first time and I'm like, "Yeah, dude. This is my fuck you moment." You know what I'm saying? Like they're like, "Actually, your senior pictures, I forget what it was, but you know, dude, that was funny. Dude, that's my luck, dude. That's my luck. I try to be like badass and skip one class that's meaningless, and the universe is like, nah, dude, get back here. You're not allowed to skip class. So, in summation, farts are funny. Oh, dude, I love farts. I got this. You hear that? I got this little soundboard now. Dude, farts are great. Farts are amazing. So, anyways, that's my stories. I got a little bit off on a tangent, but yeah. Dude, farts are amazing. I'm just thinking about farts and laughing now. I need to end this. If you enjoyed, thank you for listening the whole way. If you like farts, I don't know, leave me a fart comment in the comment section. Leave a like, leave a comment, you know, all that stuff. Check out the vlog. Check out, you know, my live streams. Streaming about every day. So twitch.tv/SeanZZero. You know, just Google me. Google SeanZZero, you know. You'll find all my credentials and stuff. Or go to SeanZZero.com. Yeah, I will see you guys next time. Thank you so much for listening. Peace.